Once again, I want us to open our Bibles this evening in the book of Revelation in the chapter number 21. Revelation chapter 21, we'll commence to read at the opening verse here of this passage of God's infallible word. Revelation chapter 21 and the verse number 1. And I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And God will add his blessing to the reading of his precious, infallible truth for his name's sake. Amen. Let's just still our hearts before the Lord in prayer, and let's seek the face of God at his throne. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy word. We pray for the enablement of thy Holy Spirit. We pray that thou will help us tonight just to preach the word and help us, our God, to know the liberty and the power of the Holy Ghost. And to this end, I take that promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost. O God, fill me to the uttermost I take. Thank you, Lord, for thou dost undertake for me. That is thy promise, and I believe it. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name and for his sake and glory. Amen. We have been endeavoring, as we've been studying God's word, to look at these individual no mores in heaven. And as we come to the 21st chapter of the book of the Revelation, we find, first of all, there shall be no more sea. And then down at verse number 4, it says, And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. And we have considered those no more sea. There is no more death, there is no more sorrow, there is no more crying. And then the fifth of these no mores in heaven is spoken of in verse number 4. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And I want us to look at that statement tonight. Neither shall there be any more pain. Now, you and I know what it is in our lives. Sometime or other, we have experienced the reality of pain, because pain is something that we have in all of our lives. It is also true to say that whilst we experience pain, that there's not one of us enjoy the experience of pain, because it is something that comes into our lives. It doesn't bring us enjoyment, but it certainly brings us other feelings and unhappiness or even hurt within us. Now, when I was looking at that statement in the Word of God, there are many times that the word pain is mentioned in the Word of Scriptures. And we couldn't go into all of those, but I notice that there are various kinds of pain that are mentioned in the Word of God. And I want us to think this evening of those, and there are five of those that I want to mention to you. First of all, if you turn with me to Revelation chapter 12, and the verse number 2, it says, Revelation chapter 12, verse 2, And she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. And there we see pain. It's the pain of a mother in childbirth. It says she is pained to be delivered, or she is ready to give birth. And we'll find that that reality of pain of childbirth is something that is mentioned over and over again. And it is an illustration that is brought forward. Travailing in childbirth, or pain in childbirth, it's mentioned on many occasions in the Word of God. Then turn with me to 2 Corinthians in the chapter number 11. And I see here a different kind of pain. It is not the pain of a mother in childbirth, but in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 27, Paul is speaking here. And he says in verse 27, in weariness and painfulness, in watching often in hunger and thirst, in fasting often in cold and nakedness. And so we find it says, in weariness and painfulness. And there I see the pain of physical fatigue. It's the pain of physical fatigue. And then we turn to the Old Testament, to the book of Job, and in the 33rd chapter of the book of Job, and we'll come back to some of these, but in the 33rd chapter of Job, in verse 19, it says, he is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain. And there I see the pain of physical affliction. It's the pain that you and I experience many times. It is the pain of physical affliction. Then turn with me, go forward to the book of the Psalms, and the Psalm number 55. And it says in Psalm 55, verse 4, it says, my heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. And there is another pain. It is a pain of mental disturbance. It's the pain of mental disturbance. And that is, of course, a reality for many people in our land as well. The final one that I want us to turn to at this time is in Jeremiah and the chapter 30. And in the verses 23 and 24. Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 23, 24. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he hath done it, and until he hath performed the intent of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it. And I would see there in verse number 23, behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked, and that is the pain of a lost soul. And so I want us this evening just to consider some of these this evening. And I want us to go first of all to the pain of sin. The pain of sin. Now, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, it tells us in the verse number 17, Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 17, like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O God. It speaks about the woman with child who draweth near the time of her delivery, and she is in pain. Now, over and over again, the Bible refers to the severe pain that is experienced by a mother when it comes to the time of bringing forth her child. We have it in 1 Samuel 4:19 and Psalm 48:6, Isaiah 13 verse 8, Isaiah 66 verse 7.